Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to begin to share with you a new series on the subject of bringing forth fruit in your life. We're going to begin with John chapter 15 in verse 1. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Jesus is the true vine, the genuine, the real vine. We've got to get hooked into Jesus if we're going to see fruit come forth in our life. Who is the husbandman or the keeper of the vine? That is our Heavenly Father. You know, in the Old Testament, Israel was pictured as the vine or the vineyard of God, and it was degenerate. It had no fruit. But Jesus is the real vine, and the Father is the keeper of the vine. And what's He going to do? He's going to guarantee a production of fruit in the person's life that is grafted in, which is the branch, which is grafted in or hooked into that vine. And praise God, we are grafted in. We are branches in the tree that the Lord, the tree of righteousness that the Lord has raised up. And Jesus is the vine. He is the source of life. The vine needs a lot of attention, and these branches would be fruit-bearing branches that are in a vine, and then there's non-fruit-bearing branches. Well, all the things that are fruit-bearing are going to be of the Lord. Everything that is non-fruit-bearing is of the flesh or of the devil, and the husbandman or the vine dresser is the expert. He's the expert on how and when to prune the vine. And that's exactly what our Heavenly Father is wanting to do in every single believer. He's wanting to prune us to get rid of everything that is not of the Lord. You are a spiritual vineyard, and you are being tended by the Father Himself. And as the pruning process is that the dead wood must be removed, and then the fruit-bearing branches, then as they're trimmed, there won't be any heavy growth. Then the life of the vine can bring forth fruit, praise God. If there's dead wood on the vine, then the insect's disease could cause the vine to rot and it would stop the production of fruit. And this, of course, is a type if we walk in the ways of the flesh and we yield to the devil, then the sin and the works of the enemy would choke out the fruit and the devil would take the word out of our hearts so that we don't bring forth fruit in our life. Jesus said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that doesn't bear fruit has to be removed. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I'll tell you, God wants to bring forth fruit in your life. Do you have fruit in your life? If you don't have fruit in your life, then you are not yielding to the Lord. As you yield to the Lord and allow him to purge you, he's going to bring forth more fruit. And how's he going to do this? He's going to do it through the Word of God, praise God. Verse 3 says, now you are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. We're going from fruit to more fruit to much fruit. God wants to be bringing forth much fruit in your life. And as you allow yourself to abide in the Lord and the Word to abide in you, you're going to see fruit come forth as He is able to prune you and to get rid of all the dead wood in your life. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. But he said in verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. This shows that when you're abiding in the vine, and the word of God is living and abiding, continuing in your life, because you're a hearer and a doer of it, you're going to ask or make your legal demand of what you will, because you're going to be praying the word of God, and it shall be done unto you. As you abide in him and the word's in you, and you're preaching, speaking forth that word, declaring that word in prayer, you know what's going to happen? You're going to see your prayers get a response. You're going to see that they're going to be done and accomplished in your life. And verse 8, he says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples." Real disciples are bringing forth fruit. They are fruit bearers. How are you going to bear fruit? Because you're abiding in Him. Because you're remaining, continuing, dwelling, living in the Lord, walking in the ways of His Word. You're maintaining an unbroken connection with Him. You're continually in fellowship with the Lord. Who's supposed to do the abiding first? It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. You've got to draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to you. Why do you have to abide in Him? Because you can't bear fruit of yourself. You need to have that interchange of the divine life of God, just like that vine. It's the life source for those branches. If the branch is cut off from the vine and there's no life flowing, then that branch is not going to produce fruit. I'll tell you, as we abide in Him, we are going to see much fruit. And this is because of the Word of God operative in your life. In verse 16 of John 15, he says, "You've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." This is important. Not only should you have fruit, more fruit, and much fruit, but your fruit should remain. You know, I've known lots of Christians where they started out, they were zealous for the Lord, they were in the Word, they were doing what the Word said, they were praying the Word of God, allowing the Lord to purge out things in their life, but then they began to back off. And they did begin to allow some of the ways of the world to creep in, they began to compromise and fall back into ways of sin. And what happened? The fruit that they had began to wither away, and their fruit did not remain. God said that your fruit should remain. You should have the maximum amount of fruit in your life right now, and you should be increasing in it. If you have slipped back, then you need to get yourself back together with the Lord. You need to repent, get back in line with God and fellowship with Him, and be in the Word and allowing Him to accomplish His work in your life. Your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. I'll tell you, a key to answered prayer in your life is you abiding in Him and allowing Him to do the work. The Father, the husbandman, is going to be pruning you, and if you don't allow Him to prune you, you'll never bring forth more fruit and much fruit in your life. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 19, fruit is important. The Bible says, "My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver." Fruit is better than gold. You need fruit. God is looking for fruit in your life. In 10:16, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked is the sin. If you have sin abounding in your life, you're walking like the wicked. God wants you to be walking as the righteous, and that's going to tend to life. In Proverbs 15:6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. But in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. There's much treasure, much fruit is coming forth because of the fact that you are walking in the ways of righteousness. In Psalms 105:24, he says, "He increased His people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies." You know, one of the things that causes you to be strong, stronger than your enemies, and to overcome in your life is because God has been able to increase you. How does He increase you? Through His Word. That's what makes you strong. And it says, as He increased or caused His people to be fruitful greatly. See, God's going to raise you up and you're going to be increased. You're going to be full of fruit of the Word of God operating in your life. And that's going to make you stronger than your enemies. You see, you're to increase in strength that you might go in and possess your inheritance. Praise God. God wants you to be fruitful. He wants everybody in the household to be fruitful. The Bible says in Psalms 128:3, "My wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, the children like olive plants round about thy table." The will of God is for everybody in the household to be fruitful for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is so important that you make the decision that you are going to walk in line with God's Word and allow fruit to come forth in your life. In Luke chapter 13, verse 6, he spake a parable, and a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, "Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it to the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. You know, the Lord, He wants to see us bring forth fruit. And our Heavenly Father is the dresser of the vineyard. He's looking out, and He is seeking fruit. If He doesn't find any, the Bible says it's going to be cut down. Well, God wants us to, and He gives us all the chances in the world to bring forth fruit in our life. He continually calls us to repentance. If you have turned away and fallen back into ways of sin or compromise, your Heavenly Father is wanting you to come to the place of repentance. And the Holy Spirit is at work to convict you of sin, that you might turn from it, and that you might repent and come back and walk in the ways of righteousness. It is so important that you bring forth fruit in your life, praise God. And it says, He says, if you bring forth fruit, then that'll be well. If not, then it will be cut down. We don't want to be cut down. We don't want to see no fruit in our life. We want to bring forth fruit. The Bible says over in Ezekiel 36:30, He says, I'll multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field. Oh, hallelujah. God's going to multiply the fruit in your life, and He's going to increase that of the field. You're going to receive no more reproach when you are fruitful for the Lord. In Psalm 72, it says, in the days shall the righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. God wants you to be flourishing with fruit. The righteous will flourish like the palm tree. He'll grow like a cedar in Lebanon. You know, God wants you to grow up and be strong in the Lord. We are to grow in knowledge and grow in grace and grow in the things of the Lord as we bring forth fruit by allowing the Word to dwell in us. Praise God. In fact, the Bible says in Psalms 92:14, that they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. We are going to be planted in the house of the Lord. We're going to flourish in the courts of our God because we're going to abide in the presence of the Lord. The righteous are to flourish as a branch, and the fruit is supposed to be abounding in your life. God wants you bringing forth fruit. You need to get in the Word and do the Word and allow Him to do that work in you. Let Him purge out everything that's not of the Lord and allow Him to bring forth more and much fruit in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.